As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
If you purchase supplies for a small to mid-sized business, Zorro.com, Z-O-R-O.com, is your go-to resource. At Zorro, you'll find all the things that keep a business running, no matter what kind of business you're in. Zorro offers tools, safety equipment, cleaning, maintenance supplies, office and shipping, automotive, industrial equipment, and more, including the specialty items you can't find anywhere else. Whether you're shopping for an office, a factory, a contracting business, a machine shop, a sports talk radio show, you can get exactly what you need. And when you shop at Zorro, you'll find brands that you already know and trust, like 3M, Prestone, Stanley Black & Decker, Schneider Electronic, Rubbermaid, all at competitive prices. And if you want fast, free shipping, it's yours when you spend $50 or more. And if you have a question, a return, or need help finding exactly the right item, count on Zorro's customer service team based right here in the United States. Visit Zorro.com/Dan, that's Zorro.com/Dan, and sign up for Zmail and get 15% off your first order. Zorro.com, all you need to make your business go.
From the Mercedes Man Cave, Dan Patrick. This is Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. J.J. Watt, fresh off hosting Saturday Night Live, will join us coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll come up with a poll question. We got a stat of the day, play of the day, and we welcome you via email, tweets. You can also dial us up, 877-3DP-SHOW. And email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Keep those Meat Friday songs coming in. We had three great ones yesterday. And then we'll tell you how you can qualify for the Meat Madness and then our Final Four as we crown another champion this year. Dodgers made the trade for Mookie Betts and David Price, and it had ripple effects throughout baseball. Not only does it solidify L.A. status as the team to beat in the National League, and you could probably say that prior to that deal, it also means the Yankees are heavy favorites in the American League as their chief rivals, the Red Sox, are obviously taking a step back. They wanted to avoid that luxury tax once again. The Astros are damaged by the cheating scandal. So the Dodgers and Yankees don't just have all-stars. They got MVP candidates when you think about this. Up and down the lineup, Betts, Bellinger, Kershaw, L.A. has that. Judge, Stanton, Torres, Cole in New York. But all of that talent doesn't mean success in October. There's always that risk of running into hot pitching, and look what happened last postseason. The Dodgers lost to the Nationals with Strasburg and Scherzer. Yankees fell to the Astros with Cole and Verlander and some cheating. But the Dodgers and Yankees are all in. They should both win over 100 games. Yankees might put together one of the greatest lineups ever, and I'm talking about pitching and hitting when you think about it. They're the favorites, according to Vegas, to meet in the World Series. So for older baseball fans, the Dodger-Yankee series of the late 70s were unforgettable. And who knows, maybe we'll see them matched up in the World Series very soon. Let me start with the Red Sox with Mookie Betts. If you listen to the program, you know I love me some Mookie Betts. I think he's one of the top three, at worst, top five players. But you got a guy who is young, you can build around. They do have a young nucleus there, and they wanted to get rid of David Price. Is that the only way you could get rid of David Price, who's 34 years of age, and he's owed about $96 million? But you gave up Mookie Betts. I don't know if the Red Sox looked around and said, we got a bloated payroll here, we're not as good as the Yankees, and we might not be as good as the Rays. Yes, the Rays. And maybe that's why they thought, okay, let's unload these guys and restock the farm system. Okay, that's fine. Maybe look at what the Orioles got, or the, you know, when the Dodgers got with Machado. When Machado left, or you know, when they made that trade, like, what are you getting in return for some of these star players? You're getting minor league players, and that's based off potential, the possibility here. Mookie Betts walks out on the field and immediately makes you a better team. I know he's going to cost you $400 million. And maybe this is just, you know, fiscal sanity with the Red Sox. How many times do we look at a team when they sign somebody and we go, oh, how could you spend that kind of money? It seems like we do that quite a bit. Phillies, we did that. The Yankees, we've done that with Giancarlo Stanton. The Phillies with Bryce Harper. I don't know if we look at Gerrit Cole and say, oh, my God, they spent that kind of money on a pitcher. Normally, you know, the Padres with Manny Machado. It's rare when we compliment a team for getting rid of a player at the right time. Now, the Cardinals did that. The Cardinals did that with Albert Pujols. But I don't know the last time you as a fan went, yes, fiscal sanity.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, everybody, come on, let's
fiscal
go.
Fiscal sanity. Fiscal sanity.
We did it. We didn't spend any money.
Now, that doesn't happen very often. And I look at the Red Sox and I go, okay, you had an owner who told us not long ago that they weren't going to be doing this. And then they did this. Mookie Betts to me is a special player. He's Mike Trout-like. I wasn't big on the Phillies with what they were spending on Bryce Harper. I'm not the biggest Bryce Harper fan. But they needed that. They wanted that. They went out and got him. Gerrit Cole, that's who the Dodgers should have gotten, in my opinion. You need pitching. You already lost Rude to Toronto, so you got a guy who finished, what, second in the Cy Young, and who did you replace him with? That would be my biggest concern with the Dodgers. You already had a top five lineup. You already had one of the better offensive teams in baseball, and you added Mookie Betts. Okay, and that's fine. But as we get to postseason, what's it come down to? How hot is your pitcher? And what won last year? What won the previous year? Clutch pitching. You're going to have clutch hitting, but when you got one or two starters, hammers as I call them, that's where you win a World Series. You can have a great regular season team. And the Dodgers have been a great regular season team. There is so much pressure on this team now. There's no excuses now. You got Betts. You got the, you know, I don't know if your lineup is better than the Yankees. It's fun to look at those two lineups, but man, you got some really good, top of the order. I got Betts, Seager, Turner, Bellinger, Muncy. I got a pretty good lineup there. By the way, Jock Peterson got traded to the Angels. I don't know if it's a good thing to be that close to a team that might be winning a World Series and you're just down the road there with the Angels. But the Angels are going to have probably four or five guys who can hit 40 or more home runs this year. I don't know what else they have there, but, you know, you got the Dodgers. They made the move. And Mookie Betts and David Price are now going to Los Angeles. Let the pressure begin. The Yankees with Gerrit Cole. When you go to the Yankees, you're used to this. You're used to that pressure. And we're going to see how Gerrit Cole, you know, holds up in the big pressure situation there. But it'll be a lot of fun. If you say it's the Dodgers and Yankees meeting for the World Series, Sign me up. I'm all in on that. But I was just surprised that it felt like the Red Sox were acting like they were, you know, Cincinnati, a mid-market team like Pittsburgh. Yeah, we gotta shed some payroll. We gotta get rid of that Betts kid. But and Betts says he's gonna test free agency. So there's no guarantee here. Going to the Dodgers, he's going to sign that long-term deal. Now, he might look around and go, this is a pretty good place to play. I don't know about that ballpark for it, how that suits him. That's what I'd be curious about. He's a great player. He's an all-around player. But, you know, you play in Fenway, it's a little bit different. That's a nice little luxury there for a right-handed batter. But the Dodgers went out and got him, felt they needed him. And, well, there's a lot of pressure, a lot of pressure on Dave Roberts now. As if there already wasn't pressure on him. This program is brought to you by 1-800-FLOWERS. Best way to win this Valentine's is with our new partner, 1-800-FLOWERS. Right now, get 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $29.99. Double the roses, 36 stems for $20 more. To order, go to 1-800-FLOWERS.com. Click on the radio icon, enter the promo code Patrick. McLovin, you got a poll question for me.
Yeah, so we workshopped this over here. It's sort of related to your fiscal sanity comment. No. Would you rather your team overpaid for a superstar or let him go before you have to sign the really big contract? And it's different because Albert Pujols jumped to our mind, but he's a lot older than Betts. So I don't know if that's apples and oranges.
Well, if I look at what the Red Sox did, it still felt like they could win now. That's the curiosity here for me is, can we win now? Are we ready? Do I need to spend all of this money on Mookie Betts? Are we ready to win now? And from my vantage point, they got a lot of nice talent there. And you won the World Series 2 years ago. So you're not that far removed here. I understand if Tampa would, you know, try to trade somebody because the Red Sox, you know, Who's more valuable than the Red Sox? The Yankees, the Dodgers, and who? Cubs, maybe? I'm guessing? Yes, McLovin.
So the Red Sox hired this kid, though, Chaim Bloom from Philadelphia, from my neighborhood, by the way, this Rays executive who's supposed to be able to build a super team on the cheap, like the Rays. So that's Chaim Bloom.
Can Chaim hit 350 and give you 27 home runs this year? Because that would help.
No, but he can find 8 guys who are worth nothing who can do it. It's what he did in Tampa. So, like, I think, and look, the Nationals lost Harper and won the World Series. I think that's sort of staring you in the face. That's why I think fiscal sanity might have a good case here.
No, I'm okay with that. I think a lot of times we'll look at a team and then we'll criticize the team for signing somebody. We rarely compliment the team that let that player go. You know, the Nationals realized they had a lot of good talent, and Bryce Harper wasn't the best player in that lineup. He was not the second best player in that lineup, in my opinion.
Whoa.
Soto and Rendon are better players than Bryce Harper, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. I mean, we'll see what Rendon does, you know, with the Angels, but Soto's a great player as well. I'm not the biggest Bryce Harper fan. I think that he has everything you want in a superstar today. I just don't think he's a superstar. You know, his charisma, the flair, the hair, the whole thing. But, you know, I want a guy who's going to be able to produce. And maybe he does. Maybe he brings a title to Philadelphia. But I think it's rare when we compliment or praise the team for being smart. You know, the Cardinals were really smart with Albert Pujols. They got his 10 best years. And then they looked and said, We don't want to embarrass him and not offer him anything. And I thought they offered him a nice deal, but that was a team-friendly deal. The Nationals did want Bryce Harper back, but Philadelphia had to spend more. And a lot of times to get these guys, San Diego had to spend more to get Machado. That's what happens. Somebody will spend more, and you'll go, why did he go there? Robinson Cano, why did he go to Seattle? They spent the most money. Yeah, McLovin.
You were pretty clear that you thought it was a good move for the Cardinals to get rid of Pujols. I remember that specifically.
Yes.
I thought you were a little crazy. I'm like, they're letting Albert Pujols walk out the door, but you were very adamant about it.
But they knew what they had, and Pujols was going to be a big drain on that, their salary cap. Well, their self-imposed salary cap. And I think that they looked at it and said, we got enough younger players here that we're still going to be competitive here. And then you use that money elsewhere. But the Dodgers, and you can't buy a World Series, but the Dodgers and Yankees are certainly trying this year. And all you need is, the Dodgers need one. You got to have one here. You know, the Yankees, we're used to them sort of being around, you know, the World Series and winning, and they've got more World Series titles than everybody. And, you know, the Dodgers have been so close and then haven't won. But the Red Sox have had success with a variety of managers, and in the last 15 years, what do they have, 4 World Series championships there? It was just surprising to look at them and go, you know what, we might be the 3rd best team in our own division there. We're not used to seeing that. And their owner is citing financial sanity here. What else do you have with the poll question?
If you did a poll, who would you take, the Dodgers or the field? How do you think that would end up?
Dodgers?
And just in the National League.
Oh, no, I'd take the Dodgers.
And what about the same question with the Yankees?
Yeah, I'd take the Yankees.
Which result would be bigger?
I still have questions about the pitching staff of the Dodgers.
Yeah, after you said that, I would bet on the field over the Dodgers.
In the National League?
No, you're right. But you made me so nervous about that pitching fact because, I mean, look at Bumgarner through the years. Like, you don't need the best team. You just need the best starting pitchers in October.
And I don't know what Clayton Kershaw is anymore. Walker Buehler is wonderful. But, you know, how am I with my bullpen? Like, you can have a great lineup. But I've been doing this so long. I see this happening where, boy, we're a great lineup. And then you get to the postseason, and then somebody shuts you down. It happens. All it takes is 1, 2, 3 of those games where you get totally muted, and then all of a sudden your confidence goes away. It comes down to pitching and timely hitting in the postseason. Time-honored tradition. Yes, McLovin.
I have kind of a silly poll, but which is more exciting for you? NBA trade deadline, MLB hot stove, or the NFL draft?
Oh, NFL draft. Because the NBA trade deadline is a dud.
But did that used to be good, or have there been years where it was exciting? This year is not great.
No. When you go, where did Clint Capella go?
I can't wrap my head around that trade at all. I try to, and I just zone out halfway through.
I don't think the Rockets have anybody over 6'8 now, and they traded Capella to the Hawks. All right. They wanted this Robert Covington, and by all accounts, he's a nice player, complimentary player, you know, can shoot threes. Did you see the Rockets shot 60 threes last night? 60! God, I was born too late. 60 threes. They made 20. James Harden just missed out on a triple-double. Yes, Paul.
But do you think that's why Capella's gone? He doesn't shoot threes in any way. He's not even a threat. And they think to themselves, we are going to win a title or lose a title by threes. And if there's a guy on the court who's not shooting threes, he's a waste of space. It feels like an analytics trade. They need a Brook Lopez, a 7-footer who could step outside and shoot 35%. And they don't have it.
Well, who knew that Brook Lopez was going to be this guy? Because I know that we had him on, and that was prior to him making the All-Star team. And we said, would you shoot a three for us? And he had never shot a three, I don't think, in a game. And he shot a three for us in the All-Star game. Now you look at him, he's a rim protector, and he shoots threes. I mean, that's ideal. But it feels like when Harden and Westbrook go to the hoop, that alley-oop is always there for Clint Capella. And it's a valuable weapon. But I'm sure Daryl Morey has done a ton of analytics on this, on what kind of player that they want. And maybe Covington is a better player for them. I mean, they're all in on this style, and nobody plays this style better than them. I still look at the Bucks, and I'm not sure about the point guard situation. I'm going to say it. They're off to one of the great starts in the history of the NBA. That'd be a team, if you said Chris Paul was your starting point guard, I'd pick the Bucks to win it all. I would. I'd pick the Bucks to win it all.
Hot.
Or Drew Holiday. I might pick the Bucks to win it all. They play great defense. And you saw that last night against Zion and company. But they're off to a impressive start through 50 games. Yes, McLovin?
Yeah, I watched last night, and Bledsoe took more shots than anyone on the team.
Yeah.
And he's like got a little bit of shooting guard in him.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what worries me.
The Bucks are 43-7. That's the 5th best record all time by a team at the 50-game mark. They're outscoring their opponents by almost 12.5 points per game, the best scoring margin by an Eastern Conference team all time through 50 games. Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day. We'll talk to J.J. Watt coming up here after hosting Saturday Night Live. What's the most recent big trade deadline deal?
Recent-ish, 2008, the Lakers acquired Pau Gasol and a draft pick, and they gave up Kwame Brown, Javaris Crittenden, Aaron McKee, two first-round picks, and the rights to Marc Gasol. And then Pau Gasol brought the Lakers back with Kobe Bryant. They won two titles by getting Pau. They were really down at the time, the 06-07 Lakers.
Yeah, but you start to look at that. I don't know who Memphis took with those draft picks, but they got Marc Gasol, who's turned out to be a very good player. But if you traded the first-round picks, and, Powell helped them win a couple of titles with Kobe. Yeah, McClellan.
It's been 13 years since a good trade deadline. I feel like that NBA trade deadline would used to be really fun. That's no good.
There's not a lot mid-season. They're much more, July, August.
It's about free agency. It's not about trades anymore. It's hard to make a trade work when you have to match up salaries. But if the Bucks got Chris Paul, it's not going to happen. But I just throw it out there. As I'm watching last night, I'm going, Bledsoe shooting again. Yes, Paulie.
Those two first-round draft picks that the Lakers gave up in 2008 to get Pau Gasol became Dante Green, a borderline NBA player, and Gravis Vasquez, a borderline NBA player.
Kid out of Maryland.
But nothing special.
Nope. All right, maybe it wasn't a win-win for both. Yes, McLovin.
I want Chris Paul so bad on the Sixers. It makes no fiscal sense because he's worth so much money. But I feel like you hear Darren Collison coming back and Drew Holiday. Are those guys, can they put someone over the top?
I'm going to speak for Chris Paul. He doesn't want to play for the Sixers.
Why not? Well, he's in Oklahoma City. Why would he want to play with Embiid?
But then what are you doing with Ben Simmons?
Well, I wonder. I don't know.
Chris Paul, teach him how to play the game.
I'm going to take a break here. All right. Oh, and I'm going to answer Cincinnati Bengals tweets from yesterday. I got roughed up by the Cincinnati Bengals. I didn't tweet anybody back, by the way.
No,
I did not.
You don't have the ability to.
I do not have the ability. But Two-a-days and Mario said, the Bengal fans are mad at you. And I said, well, that's okay. We'll discuss that. Yes, Tom.
Are you looking to get back in their good graces, or are you going to say something that's going to make things worse?
Tune in next. Ooh. Take a break. It's 20 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
When you order Little Caesars Deliver, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza, pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top four national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparison is based on one or more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to five toppings and the other three pizza chains' comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
I caught some people's attention when they said, wait a minute, the Angels got four or five guys who can hit 40 or more home runs? Yeah, Peterson hit 36, Trout hit 45, Rendon hit 34 with the Nats. Otani has 40 home runs and 700 career at-bats. Upton hits usually 30 per season. I know Pujols is running out of gas. This kid, LaStella, seems like he's a star in the making maybe for the Angels. But, I don't know if they're going to challenge and make the playoffs. But they got, Peterson is a home run guy for them. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. This program brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes. Brought to you by Mercedes-AMG. Be prepared for whatever comes your way. The all-new GT four-door coupe, because life is a race. Visit your local dealership for a test drive today. If you miss any of our interviews from the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave, go to the Dan Patrick Show app, where you can watch and listen from inside the Mercedes-AMG Man Cave. Mercedes-AMG driving performance. He's J.J. Watt, the three-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, and also the recent host of Saturday Night Live. Good morning, J.J. How nervous were you on Saturday night?
Good morning, Dan. I am far more nervous for this interview right now than I was.
No, that's not true. Walk me through the week.
I told this to Jimmy Fallon on Thursday, and I said it to everybody at SNL throughout the week. I wish everybody could go through that to see and understand and appreciate what happens at Saturday Night Live and how they put on that show every week. I mean, you get there you start on Monday, and it's some introductions and stuff like that, but you don't pick the skits that you're going to do for the show until Wednesday night at like 9 or 10 p.m. So they don't start building any sets, any costumes, anything until basically Thursday morning. And they get all of that ready for Saturday night, and it is a wild process to watch. It is a wild process to experience. It was really cool to go through because it's so impressive what they accomplish in such a short amount of time.
What's the latest you stayed up, the longest day you had?
The longest day by far was Friday. So Friday is the day that you do the pre-tapes. So we shot, we went to Citi Field, and we shot in the morning. We shot the Robbie sketch, the fake Rudy, and then at night, after rehearsals all day, we went back to Citi Field and we shot the fake men's skincare commercial. And so I started that day. I woke up at probably 5:45, 6, and I got back to my room at 3:15 in the morning.
What was the script you read where you go, uh-oh?
Not uh-oh, but it was just, after I read Pizza Place and the sex talk, I gave my mom a call because I knew that she was with my grandma and they were all going to be, so this is kind of funny. So my family was all down at Super Bowl because TJ was up for Defensive Player of the Year and they were going to go to NFL Honors. So they were all down there for that. And they were staying at the Gatorade Hotel because we're all Gatorade athletes and Gatorade put us up. And Gatorade turned their boardroom downstairs into an SNL watch party suite. So it was my whole family, all the Gatorade people, my parents, and my grandma were going to be watching SNL. And I knew this. And so I'm like rehearsing and going through this, and I have the Pizza Place skit, which is basically, the 80s, And then we have a sex talk with my kid. And so I had to call my parents and be like, just listen, if you see me come out with a towel over my shoulder, to send grandma to the bathroom real quick.
And, of course, you don't get any money as the pizza delivery guy. It's all about getting set. It's favors. That you get favors.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. And I never bring back any cash, and there's always something wrong with the pizza. Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so right before you're going out there, and let's say you go, you go out at 11:30 or 11:35 Eastern time, and then
yep.
What's that like, that 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, right before you're ready to go out?
You go, they take you through, the back pathways to get you back up behind the door to come out, and then you're standing behind that door just listening to the band play and watching. There's a little monitor back there that you can watch the intro on. And there's two ladies that are unbelievable that lead you through the whole day. So there's this woman named Donna, and she literally is responsible for getting me from set to set to set and changes and costume changes and everything. So it's an hour and a half show, and I think I was in like 9 sketches or something like that. So that's 9 wig changes, costume changes. Once was a full prosthetic face. This woman, as soon as you finish a sketch, grabs your hand and is in a dead sprint to the next changing location. And she told me the day before, she said, I don't know if you're going to be able to keep up with me. And I looked at her and I was like, yeah, sure, Donna, whatever. The first time we actually did it, I was like, holy shit, I'm not going to be able to keep up with Donna. It was incredible.
Talking to J.J. Watt of the Texans, how was the after party?
It was awesome. It was awesome. It's hands down the latest I have stayed up in many, many years. But just having drinks and sitting down and talking to Lorne Michaels and just going over it all and the cast, and had my friends there, my fiance there. It was such a cool moment to kind of be able to come down off the high of the show and just take it all in and have some fun and let it loose.
You also played The Bachelor?
I did, and I didn't watch The Bachelor. I haven't watched The Bachelor at all. So we read it at the table read, and I was like, "Yeah, I guess this is funny." And then the first time we did it at the dress rehearsal, it went crazy. People laughed like crazy, and I was like, "Oh, I guess this is going to go over well." And then we did it live, and it went over really well. So Monday night this week, my fiance goes, we should watch a Bachelor just to see how accurate it was. Dan, do you know that The Bachelor is a three-hour show?
Hey, you're in love now. You have to do those things.
I mean, we started watching just for 10 minutes, and by the way, the character was accurate. This is crazy. It was very accurate. But my fiance, she's never watched it before either, and she was honest about that. And she, after 10 minutes, she goes, uh-oh, I'm hooked. And I was like, oh, no. So now you know what I'm doing next Monday, Dan. Three more hours of that guy.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
We were actually flying back from New York City for most of it. So we got back for like some of the second half. But no, I didn't get to see the whole thing.
What did you think?
I mean, the Chiefs did it again. They've had an incredible run, obviously, with comebacks and being able to really put it all together while being behind and finding a way to come back and make some incredible things happen. And they did it again. And I think it's very, very impressive what they did. And they obviously deserve to be champions.
Have you looked at that game that you guys had with the Chiefs?
Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Is there a moment where you feel like it just slipped away or you could feel like it was turning?
I mean, it was just tough all around. I mean, they played really well, and obviously as the game went on, we didn't play very well. And so, no, I can't say that there was, like, exactly one moment. But it's not fun to watch, I can tell you that much.
What's the scouting report on Mahomes?
He's great, man. He can do some things. I don't know if you've heard, guys.
That's the scouting report. Hey, Paulie. Yeah, Paulie,
I don't know if you've heard.
Let's clip
Write
this.
Write that down, yeah, McLovin. Yeah. Make sure you clip that and send it out to everyone.
J.J. Watt, scouting report on Mahomes. He's great. Okay.
No, the guy can do a lot of different things, and I think one of the most impressive things about him is he obviously has incredible arm strength, and so what that does is it gives him the ability to do some different things in the pocket. So if he gets in trouble, if he feels pressure, he can drift out of the back of the pocket, even up to like 10, 15 yards deep if he wants to, because he can still make every throw because his arm is so strong. So for pass rushers and people trying to put pressure on him, you put pressure up the middle or you went on a pass rush move inside, he's just going to drift out the back of the pocket or drift out to the side, and he can still make any throw. He can throw it 50 yards downfield. He can fire one in right across the middle. Or if you rush up the field because you think he's going to drift out the back of the pocket, then he just steps up into the lane and he can run, he can scramble, or he can make throws from there. So that's one thing that I think he can do that not a lot of quarterbacks can because of his arm strength, is he can drift so far back that he almost makes the pass rush non-existent. And it's impressive, and it's very difficult and frustrating as a pass rusher because a lot of guys are going to rush to 7-8 yards because that's where the quarterback sets up. That's where he always is. And with him, your target is always moving.
What are the off-season plans?
I'm getting married this off-season, so that's on the list.
We got the invitation.
Training. Yeah, no, I know you guys saw it. I was in New York City all last week, and I knew you guys were in Miami, so the man cave was empty, and I just kept waiting for, like, the, hey, man, if you ever need to use it, it's open and it's free, the key's under the mat.
Yeah.
Never got that, so.
That's implied. I mean, I sent it out to your brother.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
No, Derek, the other brother, Derek, I said if he needed a place to crash, he could come to the man cave here.
He doesn't talk to me, so that's much as what happened.
No, I get it. So, you know, if you need somebody to there, you know, maybe give a speech, you know, I'm good at speeches. I give a speech maybe at the wedding. You let me know. You know what I do?
I feel like that.
This is what I'll do for you. Free. I will announce the wedding party. That's it. That's all I'll do. Oh, I won't even stay.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Are you a rehearsed? Are you a rehearsed speech giver, or are you a paper speech giver, or no?
I'll go as scripted. I'll go as scripted.
All right.
And now, one of the groomsmen at 6'4", 250. Say hello to TJ Watt. What do you think?
I've chilled.
I'm going to need the height and weight for your fiance.
The whole wedding.
What?
Yeah, she'll love that.
And it brought.
Here's the bride's mother.
But I'll do that free of charge. I won't even stay for the wedding. I'll just, I know there'll be an open bar, but I won't even stay for that. I'll just go in there, and it would be my gift to you. I'll be the public address announcer, and then I'll go.
Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah.
If Seton could stop by so I could smash another pie in his face.
Whoa,
I know
whoa.
Be doing that, but
you know what?
It's like instead of the cake.
Wedding cake. Wedding cake, instead of smashing it in your fiance's face, you do it for Seton. You smash him.
I mean, guys, this is shaping up to be a great wedding. I don't know how we haven't had this in the works for years.
And Todd will be creepy. He'll hug all of the bridesmaids. Yes, Todd.
Todd, I forgot to mention
this. Oh, I knew this was coming.
We bring up, yeah,
go ahead.
It's coming.
Wait, what happened?
Yesterday, we were texting. Todd was trying to set up, get me on the show here, and we were texting. And Todd said, is there anything you want us to promote on the show for you or anything plug? And I said, no, I don't really have anything to plug. Just my ravishingly good looks, you know, as a joke. And then all of a sudden, Todd texts back and goes, no arguments there, my friend. You are truly handsome. Back off, Todd. All right?
Todd.
I got caught up in the moment. I was all excited. I was communicating with our friend. He was coming on, and I believe the exact words were, no argument here, handsome, is what I have on my
side. Oh, yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologize.
I had to delete the text because I didn't want my fiance to see it. I was a little worried.
I thought we had a moment there. Obviously, it was a one-sided situation.
Thanks for joining us. You did a great job on SNL, and obviously, good luck in the off-season there.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great day. We'll see you soon.
That's J.J. Watt there. Here is Todd's reply. No argument here, handsome.
I did type that back to him.
What, McLovin?
That is the greatest. Oh, my gosh. I love how our football players that come on know all the details of their past interviews. Sometimes we forget. They're like, remember when we did this?
Yes, Todd.
He had an emoji of like these two faces with like crying tears of laughter. And he said, you know, that's coming up on the show. Right after I typed, within seconds of me typing, no argument here, Hansel.
We'll take a break. We got our play of the day coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today, GEICO.com. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
Oh, my God.
The play. Of the day.
Check this out.
Now Drew downloads Zion. One dribble and a smash two-hander right over Brooke Lopez.
If you're going to allow them to play physical, he's going to win. I promise you that.
Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical. Pelicans Radio Network. Zion finished with 20. He went 5-19 from the floor. Pelicans fall to the Bucks. Greek Freak, his usual dominant self. He had 34, 17 rebounds. The Bucks improved their NBA best record to 43-7. They host the Sixers coming up tomorrow night. Our play of the day is brought to you by Tecovas. Check out their boots. Handmade, full-grain leathers, world-class bootmakers, and they pass the savings on to you. Tecovas cuts out the middlemen, sells directly to you at amazing prices. Shipping and returns and exchanges, free and easy. Visit Tecovas, TECOVAS.com/DP. Tecovas, Western Goods, for new frontiers. By the way, Zion found it harder to score near the basket against the Bucks with their length. He was 5 of 15 and on layups after going 40 for 60 in his first six games. So the shot quality on his layup significantly lower as well. Remember the first game he played, he had four threes? Hasn't hit a three since then. And I know he's still finding his way. He doesn't have a signature move, but he is explosive. He's a quick jumper. There are guys who can jump high. There are guys who can jump quick. He can jump quick and high. It still feels like he's favoring his knee, which is understandable, and probably will be for the rest of the season. And then we'll see what he looks like when he comes back next year, what kind of team they have next year. But it was fun to watch. You know, I like when I see these younger players and they're not afraid. You're going in against the Greek freak. And I've said this before about Zion. He's wider than you think. He's shorter than you think. He's 6'6". You know, he's not 6'7", not 6'8". So when you go in there with that length and Brook Lopez and, the Greek freak, that's why they're the best defensive team in basketball right now. Still fun to watch. The embryonic stages here with Zion Williamson. And last night against the Greek freak. Poll question, McLovin, which one did you go with?
The fiscal sanity poll. I'm calling it. Would you rather your team overpay for a superstar or let him go before the big contract? 57% say let him go before the big contract.
Yeah, we rarely celebrate that. We normally celebrate the team that signed somebody, and you look at the possibilities, and like Philadelphia, you got Bryce Harper, what's that mean for the lineup? Garrett Cole goes to the Yankees. What's that mean for the rotation? Mookie Betts going to the Dodgers. What's that mean for the lineup? And I know some people have said, hey, don't discount David Price as our fourth or fifth starter. I'm not discounting. But nobody's discounting it, by the way. He's costing you $30 million. And I know the Red Sox are picking up some of this. I don't know what you're getting, and you don't know what you're getting with David Price. I don't know what I'm going to get with Clayton Kershaw. I have a good feeling about Walker Buehler. I thought they needed help pitching. I didn't think they needed another bat. Now, getting Mookie is going to be awesome for you. You got a lot of star power there. But when it comes to the postseason, you can have murderer's row. But you better have a couple of really, really good pitchers. At least one great one. And if you have two, you can win the World Series. History has shown us, recent history has shown us, you'll win the World Series. I thought J.J. Watt was a lot of fun. It felt like he wanted to talk about Saturday Night Live. He didn't want to talk about the Super Bowl. Because, you know, you have to be looking at this going, we had that team down 24-0, and they just won the Super Bowl. Can't help but think that. And J.J. wasn't healthy. You know, I think it was miraculous that he came back and was even able to play. But his scouting report on Patrick Mahomes was great. Yeah, he's great. That's his scouting report. But, if you know, he mentioned something. As a defensive player, they know how far they need to get back to where the quarterback's supposed to be. But Mahomes goes back so far because his arm is so strong. Instead of being 7, 8, 9 yards back, he might be 12 or 13 yards. And if you look at that pass that he had to Tyreek Hill on 3rd and 15, how far back is he? 15 yards? And these explosive edge rushers, you know, they're trying to get to you quickly. Now, all of a sudden, you've extended that, and you've helped out your offensive line. But for the Texans, I would think you have to feel pretty good about this past season and the development of Deshaun Watson. I still get a little nervous about your head coach, and I don't know. And now you've given him more authority. Bill O'Brien is now, you know, what is the president of football operations, McLovin? Is it something like that?
I thought GM, but you're right. He might be president,
I don't know.
Too. Definitely got GM.
Yeah, I don't know if they gave him a title above GM, but they don't have a GM.
Right. They had no GM after they lost their last one. It seems like he has a lot of jobs to do there. And I think he swoops in the last minute and offensive coordinates a lot, too.
Yeah. I hope that they restock the offensive line and they protect Deshaun Watson. That would be my biggest goal going into the offseason, going into the draft. Because Deshaun Watson cannot continue to take this kind of punishment, or you're going to have another Andrew Luck situation. We're going to talk to Todd McShay, ESPN football analyst. He's got his mock draft out.
Oh, mock draft season.
Yeah. And coming up, I heard from the Bengal fans yesterday, and these are just some of the ones that I can read on the radio. I heard from all of the Bengal fans, as Paulie said.
Oh.
I said, I got like seven tweets that I can read. Wow. He goes, oh, all seven Bengal fans. I went, wow, Paulie.
I don't want this fan base mad at me. Sarcasm font.
Yeah, I know. People say, oh, you're from Cincinnati. Why are you turning on Cincinnati? This is just objective. I'm just being objective. I don't root. You're a Bengal fan. You root. I get it. But when you turn it back on me and saying, what do you know? Or, you know, why are you saying these things about Cincinnati? Aren't you from Cincinnati? Yes, but my job is to talk about the Bengals as if I'm from some other place. Actually, I'm not from any place in my analysis here. I don't root. I root for a great story, a great game. If you said the Bengals were going to go to the Super Bowl next year, I'd say, great. That's awesome. I would root for them. If you said they were making the playoffs next year, I would say, great. I'd be rooting for them. If you said they were winning five games next year, I would say, great. Good for them. Yes, McLevin.
So people are ripping you for saying a 2-14 team wasn't good last year? I mean, come on.
They're looking at, you know, recent history. Now, I'll give this to you at the top of the hour. I'll read you. These are the – I said to Two-A-Days and Mario, I said, because as soon as I came in today, they go, boy, the Bengals are mad at you. I said, the Bengals? Well, the Bengal fans are. All right, well, give me some of those tweets. You can't read any of them. I can't read any of them? Well, why don't you edit some of them down? And they said, all right, we'll get you seven or eight of them. So I got seven or eight tweets here from Bengal fans that I'll read. And I'll try to be objective. If I'm incorrect in what I said about Joe Burrow, does he really want to go there? There's mixed messages going on, I think, with Joe Burrow. I really feel that. Because you can't say, hey, it'd be great to go number one, but it'd be nice to go to a team that's building a Super Bowl winner. Can't have both, I don't think, right now.
Podcast One has some exciting news. It's official. Our shows are now available on Spotify, and it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to our podcasts, and joining Spotify allows us to be in even more places for fans to find us. If you're already listening to music on Spotify, you can now listen to our podcasts in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right, no credit card necessary, and simply search for our shows to start listening.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. Chumba. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.